So I understand the theater's got some problems right now. I'm just going to read the Facebook post, if you don't mind.
Yep.
Save the Bad Axe Theater and help keep the movies alive in our community. Dear friends, since 2020, independent theaters like ours have faced challenges we've never imagined. The COVID shutdown hit us hard, and while we've worked tirelessly to reopen and keep serving the community, the past few years have stretched us thin. The Bad Axe Theater isn't just a place to see movies. It's where families have laughed together, kids have felt the magic of the big screen for the first time, and where friends have shared countless memories. It's a piece of our town's history, and we want to make sure it's a part of our future, too. But we can't do it alone. We're asking for your help to raise $80,000 to cover essential operating costs and improvements that allow us to keep our doors open. Your support will help us keep the screens lit and the projectors rolling, support our staff and community programming, and expand events like retro movie nights, live stream sports, and family matinees. Every donation, large or small, makes a difference, and together we can keep the Bad Axe Theater thriving for years to come. Thanks for being the best part of this history. Let's keep the marquee glowing in Bad Axe. With gratitude, Mark. Well, I know it's a historic place. I've been through it, and I absolutely love the building.
Yeah, it's a big building.
Oh, it is. It's huge. People wouldn't realize how big it is.
Yep.
And looking back at the history of it, Knights of Columbus had it.
Yes.
And they held meetings there. Mm-hmm. You said they showed movies intermittently.
Well, the building was built and opened in 1916. So, I mean, the building is 109 years old. And when they opened the building, it was predominantly just for Knights of Columbus and their activities and meetings and dinners and stuff like that, whatever they did. And I know that they had the auditorium, and there was a stage. Was not a movie theater at first. It was for stage productions. And yeah, we've got some cool pictures of that in the lobby, old pictures from like the 20s and stuff like that. I know they did show movies every so often. I wish I knew more of the history. Honestly, I don't know. There's so much history in that building that I don't even know. And I know in the 40s, there was a fire. It didn't burn the building down, but it kind of gutted the building.
Yeah.
And they shut the building down, made the repairs that they needed, and reopened in, I want to say, 47. And that's when it became a movie theater on a regular basis.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they still met there?
Yeah. Well, Knights of Columbus still did their stuff.
Yep.
Yes.
And I understand eventually there was a dance studio upstairs.
Yeah. When I started, it was 1989. I just started like showing movies. This is back, you know, obviously when there was film and stuff. And Tom Feifel was the owner.
Okay.
In the late 80s and through part of the 90s. And yeah, he rented the upper floor to the dance studio. And I don't want to say the name of the studio because I'll probably get it wrong. So the kids would meet once or twice a week. And you always knew when the dance studio was open, because when the movie was playing, you could always hear the feet of the kids dancing up on that third floor, you know.
Yeah.
But,
well, so, that hardwood, it just transfers right through.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, folks, if you've never seen this building, you are truly missing one of the gems of Bad Axe. The craftsmanship, the detail that went into building this building is absolutely gorgeous. Even though it's dilapidated and starting to, you know, have some issues, it's still beautiful if you can look at it and see past the cosmetic.
Yep.
But, I know you had a bunch of film reels and stuff, lots of films when I first met you. And yep. You ended up selling a bunch of it off to add the 3D. Yeah, and
I used to collect 35 millimeter prints when we were still showing film, and that was great. I used to love doing that. But then we went digital in 2012. And I had to take another loan out for that because that was $200,000. Yeah. Because I got 4K machines, we went 3D. So, you know, I could have gotten, you know, hindsight's 2020. You look back and say, should have gotten those cheaper projectors, but I wanted the best. So we went for the 4K projectors, got 3D. And with all the cost and everything, it was over with the 3D included. It was over 200 grand. Wow. So I sold off a majority of my film prints. I had some great film. I had an original Psycho and an original Strangers on a Train. And I had an original, well, actually it was a restrike of a Halloween print. Anything you can think of. Saving Private Ryan I had on film. And I ended up selling those for thousands and thousands of dollars and put them towards the 3D.
To give the community the best experience.
Yes. Yeah. We were the first in the area to go digital.
Wow.
So.
And there aren't many around anymore that are active and running seven days a week.
Well, especially after COVID, there's a lot of theaters that are closing down.
Yeah, COVID, I know, hit you hard.
That's what did it.
It basically shut you down for almost a year, didn't it?
9 months.
9 months, was it?
Yep. And I own this and the bowling alley. And we were, remember, they were doing those. They were like levels of importance. Yeah. We were on the bottom level of what is important to open. And so, yeah, well, I was closed for 3/4 of a year.
Yeah, I remember going back after it reopened and people were sitting so far apart and there weren't many people in there. And if you were brave enough to get out and see this film, you know, you had to wear the mask and all. And
I remember the first day back, and we opened, because we opened, they let us open for like 2 weeks in like October or something. And because they were going to stay open, and then they decided to close us down again.
Yep.
And then we reopened on Christmas Day, and we had Wonder Woman, I think the second Wonder Woman and something else. And I remember when I was selling tickets, people were coming in and there was a little line outside and they would just stand there at the steps. And I'm like, what are you doing? Come on in here. We're not even thinking. It's like, oh, wait, they're social distancing.
Yeah. Yep.
I was like, oh, they're okay. They know what they're doing.
But that social distancing didn't just distance them 6 foot apart during the time.
Yeah.
It's distanced them from the theater ever since.
Yes. Yeah. We had to make sure that we didn't get too many people in there, because we had to make sure that there was enough space between, you know, customers and that kind of thing. And
I know you had seats blocked off.
Yes, yeah. And people, it was not an immediate return. You know, it's and I don't think it's ever been what it was, because during the shutdown they decided to release their movies to streaming, which, okay, during the shutdown I understand that, but they've never stopped doing that, and that has affected our bottom line, you know. And they don't do with everything, but there used to be like a 6 month window between a theatrical release and a video release.
Yes.
And now it's sometimes it's 17 days.
If that.
Sometimes it's day and date. I try not to get day and date releases. I think the last day and date release with streaming and theatrical was the last Halloween movie, Halloween Ends. They did that it was showing on Peacock, Peacock. And surprisingly, we did fairly well with that movie. I think it was because it was the last Halloween. People still showed up for that movie. But,
it's crazy like me. There are some movies you just have to see on
absolutely,
a big screen.
Yeah.
It's an experience. It's not just watching a movie.
Yes.
And for me, certain ones are just, I have to go to the theater.
Well, and there's nothing like the communal experience of when you go to a movie, say Top Gun Maverick, which was a massive, massive, I mean, record-breaking movie for us. We broke record. I could have kept that movie all summer. It just kept doing business. People kept coming back day after day after day. And there's nothing like being in a packed auditorium. Everybody's there for the same reason, watching the same movie, you know, reacting to the same stuff. And you are this weird kind of family when you're watching these movies in a movie theater together. You don't even think about it. It's a totally different experience than when you're
sitting in your living room.
Yeah. With all these people, and it's, you're laughing at the same stuff, you're gasping at the same stuff. I'm going to blow something on Top Gun, folks. So turn the volume down if you haven't seen it yet. But you know, when Val Kilmer's character, Iceman,
came in,
dies.
Yeah.
Well, when he came in and they had their scene together, that was emotional.
It was.
I saw grown men crying at this movie, walking out of the movie crying. But when he dies in the funeral, I mean, you're getting choked up. And it's just different when there's other people there, because you're hearing them get choked up too. And it's really emotional.
The energy is
different. Yes.
You can feel
absolutely.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. I know every time I come out, you ask me, how was it?
Yeah.
And usually it's how the audience responded. And that's a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and you don't get that at home.
No, you don't.
And, you know, I feel bad because a lot of kids today are growing up with streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I always made it a point to take my kids to a theater because I want them to have that experience and to enjoy it without interruption. You know, you don't have your phone going off. You don't have phones, people knocking at doors, dogs barking.
And that's it. I think that's a huge part of it as well, because you take for granted when you're sitting in your living room, you can pause the movie. You can pick up your phone and, you know, mess around on your phone, check texts and whatever, whereas in a movie theater, you don't do. I mean, I'm not saying people don't do that, but you're less likely to do that. And you pay attention to the movie. You pay attention to the film that you paid for, because you want to get your money's worth. And that is also makes the experience different.
And I know you've seen me in there sometimes 2-3 times for the same movie. But it's because you pick things up the second time that you didn't pick up on the first time, no matter how close you're watching.
Yeah.
And certain movies just keep you going because you want to find all those little details.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an awesome experience.
Well, we've had those big draw movies since COVID.
But there's not as many.
No, there isn't.
I can't tell you in the past month and a half, there haven't been that many great movies out.
If you go back to 1984, which is, you know,
decades ago,
when I was a kid, let's see what came out that summer within a 3-month time period. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Gremlins, Ghostbusters.
Big
Karate Kid, The Terminator. This is 1 year. Like, we're lucky if we get those big draw movies that are massive. We're lucky if we get two of them a year now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm talking the huge draw movies. Like, this year has been Minecraft. That was a phenomenon.
That was different.
That was crazy. And then what else? I mean, we had some good draw movies, but I think Minecraft is the
big one.
Was the big one so far this year. We have Wicked coming out.
Yeah.
We have the next Avatar.
Thundercats isn't out till next year, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think they're doing that one next year, if I remember right.
Zootopia 2 comes out this year. So those three I know will do well. And they come around. They come out at the holiday time. So.
And DC and Marvel have come out with things, and those tend to be pretty good draws for you. As far as the staple ones, some of the
characters,
not so much.
They were, that's since the last Avengers, the Marvel movies have dropped in attendance as well. They're not as big draw as they used to be, but Avengers Doomsday comes out next year, and that's bringing the whole cast back.
Yep.
So that'll be massive, I'm sure. So I'd like to be open for that.
Yeah.
You know, so we can get that.
I would like for you too.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we're going to go to a commercial right now, but we're going to return here in a few minutes with Mark, and we'll talk more about what's going on at the theater and what we need to do to help keep it open.
Good morning. The pattern remains unsettled here through the remainder of the week. Unfortunately, the big driver is upper-level low pressure crossing the Great Lakes region, with a surface storm moving to our northeast today and a slow-moving cold front followed by a series of relatively weak surface impulses through Friday. The good news, high pressure will clear things out for the weekend. Lots of clouds with a risk of showers today. Low to mid-50s, west to southwest winds at 5 to 15. Chance of rain 60%. Cloudy with isolated showers, upper 30s tonight, west to northwest. West winds at 10 to 15, chance of rainfall 30%. Clouds, isolated showers, 48 to 52 tomorrow. West to northwest winds at 10 to 20, chance of rain 30%. Considerable cloudiness, mid-30s tomorrow night. And mostly cloudy Friday, upper 40s to near 50. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Rain gutters do more than protect buildings' foundations from downpours. By channeling rainwater out and away from your home, gutters minimize the risk of floods in basements or damaged siding that can harm your landscaping. If you're in need of new 5 or 6 inch gutters or leaf guards, call Peruski Seamless Gutters of Ubley at 989-550-0606. Why wait? Call today. Peruski Seamless Gutters of Ubley, 989-550-0606.
And we're back with the What Do You Think program. We're talking with Mark from the Bad Axe Theater. And just talking about movies and stuff, and going to tie this in. I know you've rented out the theater for special events.
Yes.
Schools, daycares, families.
Yep. Yes. Video game days, birthday parties. We do have, you can rent it out for, you know, like if you wanted to have a meeting with a large number of people, you could rent the theater out for that.
And it's good for businesses because it's a way to get people in there, especially if they're doing a team building and they want to have a movie that's focused on that.
Yes.
Families, you know, I remember my wife and I took my nephew to go see Elf, private showing, and he absolutely loved it. He talks about it to this day. So there's a lot of memories being made there. And businesses that can benefit from it as well. But the one that sticks out to me the most is my stepdaughter, Anna, who used to work for you. used the theater for her wedding.
Yes.
And we did a Halloween wedding there at the theater, and we had the backdrop with the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you, it doesn't matter where we go. I overheard people in the dentist's office talking about it and stuff that weren't even there. People heard about that wedding.
Yeah.
Because
it was a cool.
It was.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people realize these are ways to have a memorable experience and support your local theater and keep those memories alive. I mean,
yes.
That's huge.
Yep. Yeah. And, that was cool. She took the opening of Nightmare Before Christmas, and then she walked down the aisle to, I mean, once it got to a specific point of that song, that's when they walked down the aisle, and then they had a little exit on Nightmare Before Christmas exit thing as well. But yeah, that was a really cool.
And everybody came dressed up, dressed up as informal, but dressed up in costume.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times do you get to do that?
That was a cool experience.
I mean, so people, if you're planning a winter wedding and you want Elsa, you rent the theater.
Mm-hmm.
He coordinates with you and works with you on this, and it makes it a different experience altogether. And you're supporting your local business. That's the big thing here. Because without the money from ticket sales and concessions and special events, it's hard to do improvements and keep the doors open.
So many things I would love to do.
I know you would.
And there's just no revenue to... the revenue's not there to do it. I would love to reseat the theater. But, it's tough. It's been tough since COVID.
Yeah. And I know even beyond the theater... you've even discussed a drive-in.
Oh yeah,
that you
would love to bring a drive-in to Bad Axe. That would be there. Used to be one, which closed. I think the year before I moved here, I moved here in '88, and I think it closed. The last year of that drive-in was '87, because I think the shell of it was still standing in '88.
Okay.
And then they ripped it down, and that's where DTE is. Yeah.
So I mean. It's not, and folks, if you don't know Mark, I'll share a personal piece of information here. If you've ever walked into his home or you know him, he's got movie stuff all over. He keeps old pictures at the theater. He used to have the old film reels and that, but his home, it's theater. It's theater. He loves the art and has a passion for it. And you don't find many people with passion for that and willing to give up everything he has to keep the doors open as long as he has. So we really need to get out there. He's got a GoFundMe page. You can go to his Facebook page. He's got people coming in the theater, handing him checks and cash and that. Any way you can see possible, if you've got deep pockets, reach down and share some of it to keep history alive here in Bad Axe. Because it's important not only for him, but his thing is, it's important for him to keep it open for us. So it's like the old movie, help me help you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But, any amount helps. I mean, I've got people that don't have a lot of money, but they're still giving me $5, $10. And I mean, that means so much to me. It's like, they don't have money to give, but they're still giving because the theater means so much to so many people. I mean, so many couples have come in. We had our first date here, you know. We saw our first movie together here. There's everybody has a story, And that's the kind of thing that you take for granted, and you don't know. It's you don't know what you got till it's gone situation.
Right.
And, you know, these couples that have grown up here and now have kids, and they want to bring their kids to the movies, you know. I really think it would be a shame to lose. And I'm not, look, I am not getting rich off the theater, folks. let me stress this. This is a labor of love.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I know what he makes, and he's not on the truth.
It's a tough business to be in right now, and I'm not trying to whine or whatever, but I just don't want people to think that I'm going to take this money and do frivolous things with it. This money is going towards the theater, and the bank wants to foreclose on the building.
Yeah.
And I just got that notice.
Yeah, I was sad to hear that.
A little over a week ago. I can fix that if I pay what is owed.
But if not,
the doors close. They want to close in November. I believe it's November 14th.
Thought that's what I read.
I'm going to do my best on that end, see if I can extend that a little bit. No guarantees. I haven't spoken to them yet. I tried to yesterday. I wasn't able to get through.
And this isn't just for improvements. This is the back mortgage. This is taxes.
I mean, yeah, property taxes. And I mean, going back years, because when COVID hit, we got a couple of loans, got the PPP loan because I wanted to keep the employees working. For a while, we were just selling popcorn because we couldn't show movies. Then we did get a grant, so that kept us going for a while. But once that grant money ran out, then it's time to pay those loans back. I think I got a couple of loans. Well, now I've got to pay those loans back on top of the mortgage, on top of the taxes, on top of the payroll, on top of this, on top of that.
On top of the overhead and daily expenses.
Yeah, on top of not as many people showing up. And it's because they're, Hollywood decided to stream their content. And it's just like, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
I attribute it to this because we're about the same age. And I can remember as a kid going roller skating or going paintball or something. And part of it was going to the movies and video arcades. And we see arcades are coming back.
Yep.
People like it. And it gives them a chance to take their kids in to experience it instead of playing on the Sony or whatever at home. But the theater's the same way. And it's one of those things, if we keep letting the things that impacted us as children keep disappearing, we're not going to have it to share with the next generation.
Yeah.
And they won't even understand what it is, kind of like telephone.
Well, I've always said, because for years everyone's like, oh, movie theaters are dying, it's a dying business. I don't believe movie theaters will ever die completely. I mean, it's kind of like, it's like going out to eat. You could stay at home and eat. You want to go, you pay extra for that steak that you could make at home.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get out of the house. You want to have a night out. You want to take your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your family, whatever. And that's what a movie's like too. It's a night out. And like I said, it's such a staple let's say it's a perfect, those kids that are on their first date and they're really nervous.
Yeah.
So they go somewhere where they don't have to talk because they're nervous. They don't want to talk. So you sit in a movie and you hold the girl's hand. You're all nervous, whatever. You have that experience there.
Yeah.
And, that's never going to go away. But the problem is we're just a two-screen small-town theater. We're not AMC. We're not Carmike. We aren't the big wigs who have, you know, millions and millions of dollars to spend. We're on our own. And it's, you know, this whole GoFundMe was my last resort. I didn't want to. I was holding off because, you know, it's my business, and I feel like I'm standing here with my hand out. Give me money for my business. But, you know, I do want people to understand that this is for the community, and I do want to keep this business open for everybody who loves it. And like I said, it's not making me... No. I'm not getting rich off this, folks.
Your paycheck is probably more than his.
Yeah, well, I haven't paid myself in weeks, but that's a whole other...
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing, but...
It is. It's important. And if you don't want to go to the movies, because there's nothing out, drop a few bucks off, or go fund me and put some money there to help out. Because if we lose this, Bad Axe is losing a huge part, not just of its history, but we are losing entertainment venues of all kinds. There's not much to do in the Thumb, and that's one of the areas that we can still go and do. And like you said, the video games on the screen, I've done that before with friends, and it's great, and it's private. Yep. And we'd order pizza in and do it, and it was great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, weddings, all types of stuff. There are so many other things we can use this for, and if we don't have it, it's not even going to be an option. And I would love to see the building eventually get restored and be usable, because it's absolutely gorgeous. And don't want to lose that piece of our history here. So,
yes.
Well, I'm going to give you another shot here. Plead your case to them.
You can go on the Facebook page, and there is a link to GoFundMe, or you can come right into the building and just give directly. If you don't want to go through GoFundMe, because they take a small percentage for themselves. Some people like to skip that. You know, I think the movie theater is such an important part of Bad Axe's history. I mean, to see that marquee lit up at night, which says, you know, hey, we're open, come in, see a movie. You can have, I understand, you know, a lot of times there's just stuff people don't want to watch.
Right.
You know, you go through those specific times of year where things slow down because, hey, school's starting, so Hollywood's not releasing certain movies and whatever. But you got summer and the holidays, and then those special occasion movies like Minecraft that come out in March. Yeah. It's a kind of a special situation where all of a sudden this huge movie is playing. But I'm just asking anybody that can give, anybody that loves the theater, loves movies as much as I do. I know they're out there.
Oh, yeah.
To please give, and because I really, really want to keep this theater open. And as far as special events go, like we've mentioned, anybody can come in and talk to me. If you want to hold a special event at the theater, we'd be more than happy to do that. But I just ask people, if you are able, give as much as you can.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, that's where I'm at right now.
It's one of the last stops Nixon made on his tour when he was campaigning.
Yep.
And I walk in the theater today and I see girls that worked for him years ago. And when they're home from college or they get married or they're back in town, they stop back in and say hi. I mean, it's not just a theater, it's a place that has truly built memories that everyone has come to love. And we can't afford to lose that. So I would urge you, do what you can and try to help out any way you can. And if you have ideas that could help or you know of things, pass it along. He's down at the theater almost every day of the week.
I mean, I am there every day of the week.
Yep. So, yep. But that's going to be it for the What Do You Think program today. And if you want to hear this, it will be on thumbnet.net starting tomorrow. And you can re-listen to it and catch that and more information as it comes available. We'll return you back to your regular programming right now.
We're here to talk about one of those topics that can be a little bit sensitive, and some